You're holding Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis in the middle. Again, before Rebbe was Nifta, he left a Tzavua that he said that Chanina Bar Choma Yoshe Barosh. He should be the Rosh Hashiva. Gemara says the Meister was Lekibu Rebbe Chanina. Even after Rebbe was Nifta, Rebbe Chanina did not accept the position to become the Rosh Hashiva. Why? Shoye Rebbe Efes Godem Imenu Shtei Shonim Amachsam. Because if Efes was older than him 2.5 years, so he didn't think it was right that he should be the Rosh Hashiva, he'd rather let Rebbe Efes be the Rosh Hashiva. So the Meister was Yosef Rebbe Efes Bereisha. Rebbe Efes sat at the head, he was a Rosh Hashiva. The Yosef Rebbe Chanina Avroi, and Rebbe Chanina in the meantime stayed outside and didn't bother with the Yeshiva. He wasn't a Rosh Hashiva. Now the Yosef Levi, the Yosef Gabei, Levi came in and learned by Rebbe Efes, as he held from Rebbe Efes. Levi learned by him. The story was Noch Nav Shed Rebbe Efes. It happened when Rebbe Efes was Nifta. So now the Yosef Rebbe Chanina Bereisha, now Rebbe Chanina took over and became the Rosh Hashiva. Floy Hevi Lele Levi Inish Lemesef Gabei. Levi didn't have anybody to talk to. Faisal Levi was greater than Rebbe Chanina, so to him he didn't want to learn by. So when Rebbe Efes was Nifta, he is a Kosil above him. Levi now went above him. And behind the armor lay the Rav. That's what they told to Rav. Gavra Rav Yigloyle Nadoi Umat Loi. That a great person now came to Nadoi. Umat Loi means he limps. He's a lame person. Levi was lame. Vidorish, and he made a drush. He told everybody, Klila Shari, that an Isha is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a klila, a type of a cover on the head. He held this called like a malbish, that an Isha, we're not afraid, she'll take it off to show people, therefore she's allowed to wear it on Shabbos. That's what Levi Paskind. Samara says, Omar, so when Rav heard this, Omar, Shema Mina, hear from this case now, that Nach Navshed Rav Ephes, what happened was Rav Ephes was Nifter. And the Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bereisha, and Rabbi Chanina now became the Rosh Hashiva, and therefore Vlehev Vlele Levi Inish Lemesav Gabei. Levi didn't have anybody to learn by over there. And Remelo Kosi. That's why now Levi came to Bavel. That's what Rav understood. Now the Gemara asked the Kasha: how did Rav know this? V'yema? Why didn't Rav think that maybe Rabbi Chanina Navshei? Maybe Rabbi Chanina was Nifta. Rav Efes Kid Yosef Yosef, and Rav Efes still stood there to be the Rosh Hashiva. And maybe the opposite, maybe now Levi left, maybe since Rabbi Chanina was Nifter, Levi used to learn by him, and since he was Nifter, Levi left. Like, how did Rav know to know, to say, how did he know to say was the opposite, like really happened? How did Rav know to know it was Rav Efes that was Nifter? Of course, maybe Levi came because Rabbi Chanina was Nifter. So Gemara says, first of all, Iboy Yisema, one teretz is, it was Yidu, everybody knew about it, that Levi, Rabbi Efes, Mechef Efe Kayif Lei. That Rebbe, Levi would lower himself down to Rav Efes, like he held from Rav Efes. But vice versa, Rav Chanina, he would not. So therefore, it couldn't be that he learned by Rav Chanina. It had to be that up until now he was learning by Rav Efes. And therefore, since Levi came now, he left there, it's mashma that Rav Efes was Nifta. The boy Yisem, another teretz is, Kivun the Yom Rav Chanina, Bar Choma, Yoshe Barosh, since Rebbe left the Tzavor, that Rebbe Chanina should be the Rosh Hashiva, loy sagid loy molech. It can't be that Rebbe Chanina would be nifty before he'd become the Rosh Hashiva. So therefore now it had to be that the pshat is like it happened that Rebbe Efes was nifta, and Rebbe Chanina became the Rosh Hashiva. But it couldn't have been the opposite, that Rebbe Chanina was nifta before he became Rosh Hashiva. The Chsiv book, because it says, the Chsiv book by Tzadikim, it says by Tzadikim, v'tigzer oimer v'yokim l'cho, that they say things and Hashem is mekayimet. So since Rebbe left the Tzavor, that Rebbe Chanina should be the Rosh Hashiva, it had to be that he would become the Rosh Hashiva. For the Roran Al-Kash, I vo'ehevi Rebbe Chia, like how come Rebbe appointed Rebbe Chanina to be the Rosh Hashiva, how come it didn't appoint Rebbe Chia to be the Rosh Hashiva? So Gemara says, one Teret is noch nafshei. I tell her Rebbe Chia was nifta, died before Rebbe. For the Gemara, is that true? I vo'amu Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Chia said, ani risi kivra sh'Rebbe, I saw the kfura of Rebbe, v'radati olav demoist, and I started to cry. So who you see, Rebbe Chia lived longer than Rebbe. So more first of all, let's say epich, change it around. It's Rebbe Chia, Rebbe said this about Rebbe Chia. For the Gemara, no, I vomer Rebbe Chia, Rebbe Chia said that oisi ayoyim shemes Rebbe. That day that Rebbe was nifta, bot la kedusha, it was taken away kedusha. For he says Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he was the makor of kedusha, and when he was nifta, kedusha went away. Like we said before, the Rebbe used to come down even after he was nifta. He used to come down every Friday night to make kiddush. But Kiddush has to do with Kedusha. That was the Makor, the mile of Rebbe. Rebbe had the mile of Kedusha. So when he was Nifter, went away to Kedmaila of Kedusha. So Chur Yisir Rav Chiya says this about Rebbe, that Rav Chiya lived longer than Rebbe. Again, the Gemara says, Eifach, change it around maybe. For the Gemara Nov, what Tanya we learned like this, Kishachola Rebbe, when Rebbe was getting sick, Nichnas Rav Chiya Etzlo, Rav Chiya went to visit him. Umotzu Shur Boich, he found him crying. Oh Maloi, Rebbe with Neimata Boich. So Poshtim means Rav Chiya said to Rebbe, what are you crying for? For Tanya we learned like this, Meis Petrech HaSchoik, if somebody dies while he's laughing, Simon Yofalo, it's a good Simon for him. Mitoicha Bechi Simon Ralo, if you die when you're crying, it's a bad Simon. Ponav Lamala, if his face is facing upwards, Simon Yofalo, it's a good sign. Ponav Lamata Simon Ralo, if when you mace, your face is downwards, it's no good. Ponav Kalpayom Simon Yofalo, if you're facing the people, it's good. Kalpaya Kaisel Simon Ralo, if you're facing towards the wall, it's no good. Pon of Yerikin Simon Rala, if your face is like green, it's a no good. Pon of Tzuhuvim V'yadumim Simon Yofaloi, if your face is shining and red, that's a good Simon. Meis Erev Shabbos Simon Yofaloi, somebody dies Erev Shabbos is a good Simon, like Rashi says, because right away he's going to come into Shabbos, he'll have Menucha, he'll have rest on Shabbos. But Moitzoi Shabbos Simon Rala, if somebody dies on Moitzoi Shabbos, is a bad Simon. Meis Erev Yom Kippurim Simon Rala, if you die in Erev Yom Kippur right before the Mechila, that's no good. But Moitzoi Yom Kippurim Simon Yofaloi, if somebody dies after Yom Kippur, Moitzoi Yom Kippur, that's a good Simon. You just had your Mechila Kapara. Meis Mechila Mayin, if you die from the stomach disease, sicknesses, is Simon Yofaloi, it's a good Simon. Most of the tzaddikim die because of stomach problems. So if so, like Rabbi Chiya asked Rabbi, how come you're crying now? Omalais, he said back to him, I'm crying because I'm not going to be able to learn Torah and I won't be able to do mitzvahs. That's why Rabbi was crying. But our core point, and we see here that Rabbi Chiya lived longer. See, boy, you say we want Torah again, it's April, change around. The boy is saying another territory, don't change around. Like, don't say that, like Rebbe was saying this upon Rebbe Chiya. But rather, Rebbe Chiya Taka lived longer than Rebbe. And Rebbe Chiya was saying these things about Rebbe. But the case was, the question was again, why didn't Rebbe appoint Rebbe Chiya to be the Rosh Shiva? The territory is that Rebbe Chiya Osek be mitzvahs every. Rebbe Chiya was Osek and doing mitzvahs. For Rebbe Sava, Rebbe held, La Yevgore, I don't want to stop him from doing mitzvahs. For become Rosh Hashiva, we won't have time to do these mitzvahs. Let him rather do the mitzvahs. For Hainu, when this is the case, the Chiyavi Minzi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiyah. When you used to have arguments between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chiyah. Oh, Malay Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiyah. So Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Chiyah, Baha di, Minzos, like you're arguing against me. The Imchas Fisholom Nishtacha Torah Yisrael. If Torah would be forgotten, in other words, if nobody else would be learning Torah, Maradana led me to Pula, me myself with my pupil, with my learning Torah, I could return the whole Torah. So Rabbi Chanin is saying, he's great, you should not be upon me. Omalei Rabbi Chiya, so Rabbi Chiya said back, no, Ano avdid lo mishtacha Torah mi Yisrael, I am doing things that Torah should not be forgotten. What did Rabbi Chiya do? The Yaisino Kitno, he used to take flax, seeds of flax, Vishadin, I would throw it in, Umagadalna, and I would grow. Nishri, I would make like nets from it. And with these nets, Vitsayadna Tfiya, I would capture a deer. Umachilna Bishriliasmi, and I give the meat of the deer to Yisaimim, to orphans. Viyarichna Migilta Mimishri, and I would make a klafim, like parchment, from the skin, the tavi of the deers. Vesalikna Lamos, and I would go into a city, the Lesbo Mikridadik, there's nobody, no rebellion there to teach the killed children Torah. Vikasivna Chamisha Chumshei Lechamisha Yenuka, I would write like five Sifrei Torahs to five different children. In other words, gracious to one, Shemais to another one, Vayikra. Umaisina Shisha Sidre Lashisha Yenuka, and I would have this six Sidre Mishnah and give six children, each one of them, one of them. Lechol Chad Vechad, each one would get one. Amrile, then I would tell them, Asni Siducha Lachavercha, the one that I taught Zeroyim, you teach it to Yechaver. So kids say he taught the children Kol HaTorah Kula, then he told them to teach one another. This is what Rabbi Chiya was doing. And behind the Yom Rebbe, this is what Rebbe said, Kama G'doylim, Maister Chiya, how great these Maister of Rabbi Chiya is, that he's doing these things to Megadol, to Marbitz Torah. To do with the deer from the grow over here, that he didn't just stand by a net, he didn't just stand by the deer, the skin, but he went Medchila to do it himself, Rabbi Chiya. The more kosher it is, the more tzaddikim start to do it from the beginning, such a thing will have more siyata d'shemayim. the more kosher the money comes from that you get to make a Malkam Torah, whatever you're doing, your mitzvahs, from the haskola, from the beginning of the mitzvah, it should be done with kosher money. From that you'll see big siyata d'shamayim. Something more says Vaita, Omalei Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Afilu Mimoch, like his Reb Chiya's Maisa greater than yours, Omalei In, yes, Omalei Reb Yishmoel Reb Yaisi, Afilu Meyab even greater than your father's, Omalei that no, Chas V'Sholom Lotei, Kizais B'Yisrael, this we don't have, that his Maisim should be greater than the Maisim of his father. Trashi Kolema, Shaloi Omar Kedov Azelyom, he never said such a thing. So now Rebbe said again before he was Niftar, he wants to speak to his younger son. His Nichlas Rebbe Shimon Esler, Rebbe Shimon went to visit him. His Mosaloi Sidri Chochm, he gave over to Rebbe Shimon, like I said before, he was a Chochm, he gave over to him hidden things about Chochma. Is Omalehem Levni Godlan Yitzorach, I want to speak to my oldest son, Nichlas Rebbe Gamliel Etzloi. Or Mosaloi said in Esias, he told him how to be a Nosi, how to be a leader over them. Omar Loi Beni, he told the son, Noig Nasi Yoscha Baraman, you should be knowing to be the Nasi at the head, Baraman Zakrashi Min Shete, Yeshe Ben Agdilim. You should always be sitting amongst the high people. And Zorak Mora Betamidim, you should throw Mora, Rashi says, no, it means bitterness. In other words, you should always make sure you tell Midim have Yira from you, have fear from you. But the more Aini, it's not that way. But see the Pasuk says, V'yesterei Hashem Yechabit, T'yirei Hashem Betamidim, you should give cover to. V'yom Amar, it was learned, what does this Pasuk go on? Ze Yoishofet Melech Yehuda, Ki Yisho Yirei Yetamet Chochem, when he saw a Talmud Chochem, or Yoimid, he used to stand up. Mekisai from his chair, from his kisai, from his crown, or mechabka, he would hug him, or menashka, he would kiss him. The Kuraloi Rebbe, and we call him Rebbe Rebbe. Mori, Mori. So you see, Kloa, how much covered respect the Melah gave to Tamid Chachamim. So Mora says, Lakash, there's no stira. Hobitsina, true, privately, you're supposed to give them covered respect, show them you love them. Ahoba Fahesia, openly, publicly, then Faket, then the Seder is that the Tamidim are supposed to have Yira, fear for the Rebbe, and give them covered. Tanya we learned Rebbe Mutter B'Tzipori. Rebbe was lying in Tzipori. Umokum Mukhlam B'Tzorim. But the place where he was going to be buried was going to be in B'Tzorim. Aiva, Tanya we learned not like that. The Pasuk says, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoiv. And with Dash, it means, Holachach Rebbe L'Beisorim. We should go to Rebbe that lives in B'Tzorim. So how come here it says he was in Tzipori? So Gemara says, Rebbe B'Tzorim Heavy. True, Rebbe used to live in B'Tzorim. Elikiv on the Cholach, when he got sick though, Amtu L'Tzipori, they brought him to Tzipori. To Madlei Ubosim Avira. Because Tzipori was in a high, it was very high up, and the air was very good there. So therefore they brought Rebbe there. Gemara says, Ahu Yoyim Adonach Nafshei. The Rebbe, the day that Rebbe was about to die, is Gozer Rabbanan Tanis, the Rabbanan will Gozer Tanis. Oh boy, Rachman, they started to daven. That's the day the Rebbe was very, very sick, he was about to die. So all the Rabbanan made a Tanis, and they started to daven. The Amri, and they said, Koman Diyoma Nach Nafshe, the Rebbe, whoever's going to say, like, speak out of the mouth, that Rebbe died, is Yudaki Becherev, will, like, stab him with a sword. In other words, they didn't want anybody, Ayiftach Pilasotin, don't open up your mouth like to say, Chas Hashem, Rebbe should die. Is so look amte the Rebbe Ligro. So Rebbe's maid that used to take care of him went up to the roof. Is Omer, she said like this, El Yoinim of Akshimus Rebbe. She sees that he's very sick, that the Malachim in Shemayim, they want Rebbe to be nifter ready to go upstairs. That Hachtoinim of Akshimus Rebbe. But she sees that all the Gedolim here on this world are davening the Rebbe should still stay alive. So first she said, Yirotzen, she Yechayful Tachtoinim es El Yoinim. She also said, Halavai, that the Tachtoinim, the people here should win out, that he should live. But Kivon the Chazoi comes in the Yaila Beis Akisei. But then when the maid saw that the Rebbe had to go into the Beis Akisei a lot of times, and every time he had to go in, the Cholat Tefillin, he had to first take off his Tefillin, or Monachlu, when he came out, he had to put them back on again. Or Kometztai, when he had a lot of pain from that. And like we had before, that Tzadika Manifta from Chili Mayan, he had something wrong with his stomach, like he had to go to the Beis Akisei a lot, and because of that, he was having a lot of problems. So Amra, now she said, she saw there was so much pitzar, she said now, Yehirotzoin, she yechoyful el yoinim esatachtoinim, that el yoinim, the malachim, should win out, and he should be nifter ready. And the Mashor explains here, that there's the Yisoy that Rebbe's neshama was sholem, and Rebbe's guf was sholem. Here, when she saw that his guf wasn't b'sholem anymore, she thought it's more kedar, that his neshama should become more b'sholem in Shemayim. So she also held that now he should go into Shemayim already. But the Rabbanim, the Gedolim, didn't stop davening. And she knew Kozeman, the davening, the Malach Mavos can't get him. So what did she do? Shakle Kuza. She took like a pitcher. she took an earthly pitcher. Shadya, she threw it down the igra from a roof. Layayu to the ground. And Mustama made a big noise. So everybody kept quiet for a second. See what happened. That second is Ishtiko that kept quiet. Mirachmi from davening to Hashem. V'nachnaf she the Rebbe. That's when Rebbe was nifta. Is Omru Le Rabbanon Lebakaporo. So Rabbanon said to Bakaporo, Zil Ayin, go see what happened to Rebbe. Is also Rebbe Bakaporo went in, Ashkechei the Nachnav, she saw that Rebbe Taka was Nifta. Is Kari the Levushe, she ripped his clothing. The Yahadri Le Kari Lachure. When he was going outside, he didn't want the people to see it. So like if he ripped in front of his shirt, he turned the shirt backwards now, that the rip should be in the back, that people should not realize it. But Pesach rather opened up and said like this, V'yoma, Arelim umitzukim ochzu bi'oron HaKodesh. Arelim means like the Malachim wanted to get a hold of Rebbe. Umitzukim means the Tzadikim on this world wanted to daven that Rebbe should stay here. Is nitzchu Arelim es umitzukim, and the Malachim won out? That's what Bakapura said. V'noshvu oron HaKodesh, and they captured the oron HaKodesh. Is Omru lezechum said to Bakapura, Nach nafshei, did Rebbe really die? Omalahu Bakapura said back and answered, Osan kamrisu, you are saying it. I don't want to say it. Like Gemara before, they didn't want to speak out to say that Rebbe was nifta. Gemara says now, b'shas p'tirosay sh'Rebbe, b'shas Rebbe himself was being nifta, his neshama was leaving him. Zokat Esther at place of kalpe mala. He lifted up his 10 fingers towards the shemayim, and Omri said like this. Ribbono shel olam, golov yadua lefanecha sheyagati b'yesher etz poiseh b'Torah, that I was working with my 10 fingers in learning Torah. Plenenei seyafilu b'yetz b'katana, I didn't have any enjoyment even from an etz b'katana from this world. And there was, even though Rebbe was mamish one of the richest people there were in the world, still he didn't take any enjoyment for himself. Everything he did was only for the tzarech of Torah or mitzvahs. And he said, Yirotzim lefanecha sheyesholim b'mnuchasi, they should have peace, he should come to rest. And the Gemara says, Yotas Abaskal, at that time Abaskal came out from Shemayim B'yom and said, Yovoi Shalom V'yenuch Amish Kavoysam, that by Rebbe he'll take to come to peace, but be able to go back to go to rest. The Gemara asked the Kasha, the Pasuk, Al Mishkavcha Miboylei, the Pasuk should have said, like the Tzadik goes back, Lashon Yochum, we're talking about one Tzadik, that he himself goes to rest. What's the Lashon Al Mishkavoysam, Mashma on their beds, Lashon Rabin, plural? The Gemara says, "Mesayle le Rabbi Chiya Bagamda, to raya, to prove to Rabbi Chiya Bagamda." The Yom Rabbi Chiya Bagamda, Yom Rabbi Yosi Ben Shol, v'shor shat tzadik nifta min olam. At the time when a tzadik is nifta from this world, Omru Malchi Yeshuos of Nekorash Baruchu. The Malachim said to Korash Baruchu, "Ribbono shel olam, tzadik ploini bo, Omru lehem yovoyu tzadikim v'yetsu lekrosoi." The Malachim say a tzadik is coming to us now, so Hashem says, "Tell the tzadikim to go and like and give him shalom." All the tzaddikim should get up and go to him. The yom lo, they should say to this person that's coming now, yovah b'shalom, come in peace. And then yenuchu amish kavoysam, all the tzaddikim that got up to give him shalom, like now should go back in peace, to rest in peace. So that's the lashon of amish kavoysam, means lashon plural, all the tzaddikim now go to rest back in peace. Omer Rebbe Loza, v'shor shat tzaddik nifta m'noel, at the time when a tzaddik is nifta from this world, sholish kitay shomalach yasharos yoytzes l'grosoi, three bunches of malachim come to him. Achas emeris loy, one malach comes to him and tells him, bo v'sholom, come in peace. And the mashor's mazba that there are three different elamas. There's the oilam ha'elyon on top in Shemayim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in the malachim. Then there's the elyon emtsoi, the middle one, that's like the avir disguise. And then there's the oilam ha'tachtim where we are. So it sounds like this. First, one malach says and says, come up to Shemayim, and you'll be b'sholem. That means, boy, in the oilam elyon. V'yachas emeris hulach nechochoi. Nechoch Rashi says, go in the derech ha'yosher, means go through the middle of oilam straight. V'yachas emeris, the one tells him, yo b'sholem v'yinuch ha'mish k'voysem. Like on this, or it's a tachton, you should be able to rest the peace. Then the Gemara says that, b'shor she'er Rosh, never in oilam. The time when the Rosh goes away from this world is also shalish kita shamal chavolu yitzis lekrosoi. Three type of malachim come of destruction. Achasameras one says ain shalom omer Hashem l'mishoyim, that the rishoyim won't be able to have peace. Now they won't be able to get to the oilam ha'elyon where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is with the malachim ara. The achasameras loyim once tells him lematzovo yishkaf. Notice he'll lie down like in sorrow. He won't get anywhere. V'yachas emeris loy redov yishkova es arelim. Like go down and lie with the people that are oral, without the don't have a milah. In other words, Rishoyim won't get to anywhere. And last night the Marsha said that there are three Elamis there, so Tzadikim go through all three Elamis, and the Rishoyim get it by all the three Elamis. Here, the Mishnah says like this, Kol Zaman Shibe Vesavia. Kol Zaman the Yalmona, in other words, after her husband died, so she has a right now to collect Mizoinas to be fed from the Yisoyimim, and also, if she wants to, she can collect her Ksuba. So look with like this, Kol Zaman Shibe Vesavia. If after the husband died, she moved out of her house, the husband's house, and she went to her father's house. So Lachar is Goyvok Subasol Yerlam. Any time she wants, she has the right to come and say she wants to collect a ksuba. Even if it's 25, 30 years after the husband died, Loyalam, she could come and collect the ksuba. And we don't say as far either she was Meichlit, or we'll say she used up the money already. No, she has the right to collect the ksuba. But what about Kol Zaman Shibe Beis Baila? Let's say she's living by your husband's house. After the husband died, she still stays there, and she lives by the Yisoyimim. So now the Tanakhama, the Mishnah holds, Goyvak Subosa Ad Eschrim V'chomishonim. Up until the first 25 years after the husband died, she still has a right to collect the ksuba. Ma'ashenken, if she waited, though, 25 years, then she can't collect the ksuba anymore. And the svar is, Sheyesh B'chof Heishonim Shetiyasa Toivo Kineged Ksubosa. That these 25 years that passed by after the husband died, since she's living by the Yisayimim's house, so the pshat is, she does toiva, she does good, she does kindness to other people, either she invites guests over, or she lets them use the house, so the use she had from the Yisayimim's house is worth her ksuba. After 25 years of using the house, the extra use, the toiva that she does from it, that's connected her ksuba. That's This is Rabbi Meir Shita, Shiyama Meshimah Meshimah Gamliel. That he said it over the name of Meshimah Ben Gamliel. But the Chachamim Moim and the Chachamim say no, they don't hold from this Svara. They hold no, Kol Zaman, she's living by the Yisayimim. Anything she uses or eats or borrows or does Taibu with other people, that's all included part of the Tanai Ksuba of Mezoinus. That's not considered she got it, she received her Ksuba. Therefore the Chachamim say like this, that Kol Zaman she beveis by law, Kol Zaman she's still staying by her husband's house, by the Yisayimim, is goyv ksubas liyelam. She could always collect a ksuba. Even 50 years later, she can still collect a ksuba. But Kol Zaman she beveis avia, the chum holds a svar though, but let's say she leaves the Yisayimim, and she goes to her father's house. Then the loch is goyv ksubas ad eskim v'chomishonim. She only has the right to collect a ksuba to the first 25 years, during those 25 years. But once 25 years pass by, then she can't collect the ksuba anymore. And the svar is, according to Chomim, that we say most probably she was already meichel the ksuba. Since she's not living by the Yisayimim, like how come she didn't come to ask for the ksuba? If she doesn't come to ask for the ksuba for 25 years, we say as far as she's meichel, she gives up her rights to it. Ma'ashenken, if she's living by the Yisayimim, and she's being fed from them, then the Gemara says, Asvar Mishum Kisufa, the reason why she didn't ask for Ksuba is because she's embarrassed from them, Pashit. So therefore, she's not Meichel. Ma'ashenken, if she's not living by them, she's by her father's house, then we say she should have asked for Ksuba, and the fact she did not ask for Ksuba within 25 years, that's the proof that she was Meichel, she gave up her rights. What about Mesa? Let's say the Amona dies, Alochor is Yosheho Maskirun Ksubasa. Her Yorshim, whoever take over her, whether it's a brother, whether a sister, a father, her Yorshim, is they collect the Ksuba. Is Maskirun Ksubasa. Like Rashi says, it means Kloima Tzricha Limchois Al Ksubasa Teichof Heshonim. They have to come and collect the Ksuba within 25 years. Is Ad Es, the Mishnah says, again, Mesa Yosheho Maskirun Ksubasa Ad Esrun Chomishonim. For 25 years, they have a right also to collect the ksuba. But once 25 years pass by the Yorshim also the svara, they will meichel the ksuba, and they can't collect the ksuba anymore. Morris says, now, Omalei Abai le Rabbi Yosef. Abai said Rabbi Yosef. Aniya Shebi Yisrael, does the Mishnah make sense according to Reb Meir? How was it possible that Aniya Shebi Yisrael, if she was a very poor lady, that Ad Eskrim V'chomishonim, that for 25 years we say the taiva that she eats by the Yisayimim, that's worth the ksuba. In other words, most probably if she was an aniya, poor people, the ksuba was also a small amount. So how is it possible that it takes 25 years for a poor person, an amona tida for ksuba, even though it's a very small ksuba? Omar says, Baz Baisam, that's a very rich lady, and most probably her ksuba is very, very big, also Ad Esrim V'chomishonim. How come the Mishnah says down 25 years? It is not mistavrif. The svar is, according to Rav Meir, that she's like eating up haksuba by taking the extra money or the extra use of the property. How is it possible that one has a big suba, one has a small suba, they both use it up within 25 years? So Amalei, he answered back, no, it's not a kasha. How much weight do you put upon a camel? Depending upon how strong the camel is. In other words, here also, the richer the lady is, the more the use she does from the property, the more toivu she does with other people. So therefore, even though her ksuba was bigger, she must probably use it up already. Mashenkin, if she's an aniya, a pro lady, so true, her ksuba was less, but in Odin, she does less toivu with other people, she uses it up slowly. Eboiliyu, we have a question like this now. The Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir Shita, that says the svara why she loses the ksuba after 25 years is because during these 25 years she took already the money out of the Yisayim's property, she had toiva from the property. Is if so, mahal shetalshlish. What about, do we divide it up in parts? Mashal, let's say she collects the ksuba after 10 years. Do we say that every year she ate up like 1/25th of the ksuba? And if she's collecting it now after 10 years later, she gets less out of a ksuba. Or else no. It's only when she waits, let's say 25 years, then she loses a whole ksuba. But any time she collects the ksuba less than 25 years, then we say she has a right to collect the whole ksuba. We don't take off. Lishlish means proportional. Nothing more obliged by take off. The Gemara doesn't have an answer for this. Right, now the Gemara says that Chom Maimon, the Chom say in the Mishnah, calls the man. That depends, just the opposite. Kol Zaman, she's by the Yisoyimim, she could always collect the ksuba. But if she goes back to her father's house, then in 25 years, she has the right. After that, we say she was Meichel. So the Gemara says, Omalei Abaye la Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye asked the question to Rabbi Yosef. It doesn't make sense. Asoyi Kredim Shkiyas Achama. Let's say the 25 years are up tonight. See if she comes before tonight, before Shkiyam, is Goyvu Ksubosa. She could still collect the ksuba, even though she waited 25 years. But if she comes tonight, liachas shkiyas acham, after sunset, loigviya, she can't collect the ksuba anymore. Is that a svara behi purta? By this little amount of time, this 10, 15, 20 minutes, achilta, do we say that's the difference whether she's really meichel or not? Like in 25 years passed by, she wasn't meichel yet. Took now this 15 minutes, she's going to be meichel. Omalei, she answered back, in yes, kol midas chachomim kachi. Whenever the Chum say something, that's the way they say it exactly. There's a time limit. Who their halach is, who adin b'yaboyim saw tevil. We know a mikvah has to have at least 40 saw of water. B'yaboyim saw chos, a kurutav enu yochel litvo. But if there's 40 saw missing a little bit, a kurutav, a little amount of water, you can't be tevil behen. To see, there's an exact measurement here also. 25 years exactly, that's the zman she's meichel. Less, no, after, yes. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Heyed Rav Yishma Rav Yosi Lefnei Rebbe Shom Ma Mishumov. He said over the name of his father. Lo Yishonu When Is There A Machlokes Ela Shein Shtar Ksuba Yotzei Mitachas Yodo. When the Amona does not have a ksuba, she doesn't have the shtar. Then we say a svar after 25 years she is meichel, either according to Rav Meir or according to Chomim. That's when she can't collect anymore. Avol, but in the case that shtar ksuba yotzei mitachas yodeho, but let's say she still holds on, she still has a shtar ksuba, then the locher is goyvo ksubos liyolim. She always has the right to collect the ksuba. Then there's no svar of mechilo or toivo, she can always collect the ksuba. For Rabbi Lezov Omar, afilu shtar ksuba yotzei mitachas yodeho, ain a goyvo. Rabbi Lezov holds no. The same machleika supplies, even though she has the ksuba, still she can't collect after 25 years. Elo ad esu mechol mishonim. Most of Rosh Hashanah is the kasha and the blessing. It says aloha that bal choiv goiver shalei biyaskara. Ol bal choiv, in other words, a malva that lends somebody money, but he wants to come and collect his money, he could collect it even without an askara. So Rashi says it means im shosak esu mechol mishonim v'loi micho achoiv v'loi hifsa bekach. Even if he kept quiet for 25 years, by a malva there's no svara he's meichel the money. He could always collect his money. So it says, Bal choyv goyva shleib yaskora. The Heichidami, what are we talking about? If he's not holding his shtar, he doesn't have a proof that he lent the money, b'maigviya, what right does he have to collect the money back? Elo, we have to be talking about the nokat shtar. He is holding his shtar in his hand. So, bal choyv hu delal barachuluhu. So, in Yisor, of a bal choyv, a person that lent money, there's no reason he should be meichel to give up his rights to collect the money. Ho almona. Mashenkin and Amoni after 25 years, Achilta, there is a svara, she's meichelit. She lets the Yisrael already keep the money. She says, even though she's holding a ksuba, still she's merchel, that's 25 years. So Mara says, who might have loved him apparently? He asked the question, he answered it. We're talking about this Baal Chayiv, this Malva does not have a shtar. So if so, how does he collect? Here we're talking about punkt that the Leiva agrees, the Leiva is Maida that he owes the money. Alright, turn over.